Okay, why don't we go to number five, the enforcement report. Mr. Briggs?
Thank you. This one is a written report subject to your questions as well. I do want to point out the, as I said at the outset here, we have a supplemental sheet for this one, and it's the memorandum from Matt Thompson regarding the California Men's Colony spill. And we do have separation of functions in terms of prosecution versus, not versus, but, and the board. So we can't really go into too much more in the way of details, but I understand that you'll be seeing this again.
Dr. Press?
Could I ask a question about the stormwater discharge complaints on page 2 there? This has to do with the discharge to the Mission Creek in Santa Cruz on December 20th. So I saw that concrete in the creek, and I saw the email exchange between the city and the regional board. So just to be clear here, was staff satisfied with the city's response? Is it not a practice of the board to issue a notice of violation just prima facie for the discharge of material into the creek, or what would trigger an NOV under that situation? My understanding was there were about 3,400 gallons of crushed concrete that went down the creek, and then city staff did some turbidity measurements and some pH measurements. When I walked down there, which was about a couple hours after it happened, the whole creek bed was gray, all gray, the mm-hmm. whole way down from the top of bay down to down to the bottom to where it undergrounds. So why isn't that an NOV?
Well, if you look in the chart here that yeah. has our usual description of the violations as well as the responses, you'll see the VER, which is a verbal. And so to answer your question about do we always issue a notice of violation, the answer is no, we don't. Sometimes we just rely on the exchange of information, whether or not we think that's adequate or not. This was a contractor for the city. The city is still ultimately responsible for that, of course. But we felt the city's response was good. We were glad to see that they were on top of it before we actually contacted them after getting your inquiry about it. You know, they were already acting on it. So I guess staff felt that that was sufficient to resolve the situation. Did you want to add something about that, Harvey?
Just that the staff person who reviewed the data, I'm pretty sure he told me that the turbidity and pH measurements weren't in violation of anything.
So that was the issue, that you had an exceedance on either turbidity or pH.
That would be part of it, yeah.
Uh-huh. Just the fact of the release alone was not enough to trigger more action on the board, more enforcement.
No.
Okay. All right.
What about the Harvey, the fact that the plan called for crushed rock and something totally, well, crushed granite, crushed concrete was used.
Right.
That doesn't comply with the plan.
I don't know if that was in violation of the SWIP. It was in violation of their contract, perhaps.
Okay.
But apparently the city did, require them to remove the concrete and replace it with rock.
That's definitely a judgment call.
Right. It was very dramatic, that's all. It was a pretty shocking thing to see. So I thought maybe a... Yeah.
Dr. Hunter.
Yeah, quick question on the Monterey County Public Works Department situation. It's good to see the county had already been informed somehow about the problem and took some action, but did you get a sense that this is something they wouldn't want to see repeated again, and what measures or in what ways would they assure that their road crews don't continue to follow those practices?
I didn't talk to them directly. However, again, it was a situation where when we checked into it, and based on your inquiry, they had already made the change, so they were proactive. They weren't just reacting to the fact that we were flagging them on something. So, you know, like I said, I think that was a good sign as far as their taking action on their own and being proactive. But I didn't talk to them directly. I don't know, if Harvey has any more direct information.
No, I don't. Presumably that type of activity would be covered in the county's stormwater management plan.
Exactly. That's so I'm curious if there was some links made between how a crew could go out and set up a project area in the manner that they did, and if that meant that they just weren't in the loop yet in the training and so on and so forth, because it was pretty remarkable, and I heard more than probably in the course of 24 hours, I heard at least 10 comments from folks who were pretty outraged to see what the county was actually setting up there along the creek side.
We could check into that if you'd like. Yeah.
And the last observation there in Ventura County, that was mine, and I'm curious. Does the RCD provided recommendations on how to stabilize the site, and the owner followed through with at least some of those recommendations. Staff continues to monitor the site. Do you know which recommendations they decided to install, which ones they didn't, and what happened after all the rain that we've had?
I'm familiar with the site. I don't know any of the details. We'd have to talk to the staff person involved to.
That was Corinne Huckabee. Okay. She, after we wrote this, she was headed back down to the site.
Okay.
I haven't heard how that went.
Okay.
We could try to find that out today if she's here.
Okay.
Do you have some information on that?
Allison may have some information on that.
Allison Jones. I am lead staff on Ag Waiver, and Corinne works for me. I know that, and I can't exactly recall all the details on the letter, but she met with that grower several times, and she felt like there was quite a lot of erosion control in place. There were certain areas that she still had some concerns about, so I think she was going to follow up, but she thought that quite a lot of it had been stabilized. Mm. So that's the best of my recollection.
Okay. Thank you.
I think maybe they were going back to do some more just discussions on irrigation.
You know, I think I'm going to drive out myself Saturday or Sunday and take a look. It's easier for me to do it. I'll take my camera. Dr. Press, you had a question about Santa Cruz?
Well, just, Roger, did you say that it was in the enforcement report? Because I don't see it, the Santa Cruz one. It's not in the enforcement report.
The one you were asking about?
Yeah.
It's in the narrative,
but it's not in the...
Right, because that was after this table was prepared.
All right, okay. Because I was looking for the VER and didn't see it.
I was just using that as an example.
Okay, and the question I have on the front page of this, under notices of violation, looks like we have some timber harvest plans on here and some the NTMPs. That's a variation of the harvest plan, isn't it? Is that the...
Non-industrial.
Okay.
Right.
So are you able to characterize what's going on with these?
I don't have any personal knowledge. I do have copies of them here, so I could scan them and give you an idea, unless Julia happens to be down here. She would know.
Yeah. I mean, are they problems with them putting in erosion control devices, or is it reporting or monitoring? Just wanted to get a feel for it.
This one looks like a notice of violation for failure to submit an annual report. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them.
And that's what we have here.
It says the THP or the NTMP requires you to submit an annual report while we have a... These must be ones that have been enrolled in the waiver. which requires an annual report.
Right.
And apparently they were late with those.
Okay. When were they sent notices of violation?
They're dated December 19th.
Okay. All right. So it's been over a month. Maybe tomorrow we could get an update.
Yeah.
On whether we've just gotten anything back from these plans, just out of curiosity.
Okay.
More than anything. Okay. Any other questions, board comments on this item? All right. Thank you.